anywhere else. You could have been anywhere else. You could be watching anything else tonight, but you have chosen. Oh, praise God. You have chosen to praise Him, to be committed to Him, to spend this time honoring Him, bringing glory to the one who created you. Praise God. As you take your seats, and you can take your seats at home, man, watching the way the people were praising in here tonight. Praise God. Come on. Praise God. There is no one else. There is nothing else we would praise than the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, the King that we serve, the greater one. He is so great. And you know, you were created by God for Him, but you have to make the choice to serve Him. And I know those who I was watching just let loose, not knowing, not caring who was sitting next to them, but praising Him because they made the decision to say, God, I know who You are. I know what You've done to me, and I will praise You. I don't care what anyone says about me. I don't care what's going on around me, but I know when I praise You, I turn all my attention towards You. And nothing else matters but just You. Praise God. He is good. Are you ready for tonight? It doesn't sound very convincing. Are you ready for tonight? Amen. There you go. In the comments section, however you may be joining us, let us know. Type there, I am ready for tonight. As the word goes across, we know that the power of God's word goes out and it always produces. And right now, I know if you have an envelope on your seat, I just want to say this before I get into the word that God placed on my heart to share. You're going to have an opportunity to sow at the end. If you don't have an envelope in the studio, just put your hand up and Asher will bring one to you, because I believe as this word goes out, God is going to speak to you in relation or in terms of sowing. But the word that God placed on my heart, and I titled this message, Qualified by the Greater One. Now, I want you to be honest with me. How many of you have heard the statement, God doesn't call the qualified, but He qualifies the called? How many of you have heard that? Right? You've heard that, and it's true. You have been qualified by the Greater One. And the Greater One is the God that we serve, because He has called you. He has chosen you. He has put purpose on the inside of you. And many weeks back, my husband made this statement. He said, my confidence is not in my qualifications. My confidence is in my King. My confidence is not in my reputation, but my confidence is in Him. My confidence is not in material things, not in the things the world can give me, but my confidence is in Him. Why? Because He's the one that qualifies you. Because you need to know, when Jesus went to the cross, let's go all the way back. When Jesus went to the cross, the price was already paid. Everything that He needed to do, He did on the cross. And now you have to choose to step in and walk in that. Say, God, I accept that. I know what You did for me, and I'm walking in that fullness, because He has done everything you need. Now you are a child of God, and you have that revelation that you have been called, and He has placed everything inside of you to live this life as a child of God. Now, looking at that word qualified, before I get into it, it was really interesting to see the word qualified means this. And I want to take you to a few scriptures, so hear me here. The word qualified means to be officially recognized, to be complete, to be absolute. And another thing I love, it also means having met conditions and requirements. Now, I want to take you here to a few scriptures that I found on this. If you are officially recognized by God, I can stand on this truth, because listen to what it says in Proverbs 8 verse 17. Now, keeping in mind, nothing to do with the world, but qualified by God, because He has called you, He has chosen you, and He says, you are officially recognized by me if you are His child. Proverbs 8 verse 17 says this, I love all who love me, Those who search will surely find me. So you have accepted Jesus. You are his child. You know that you are officially recognized by him. Another thing, you are made complete in him. This is how he has qualified you. You are made complete in him. Romans 6 verse 11. Even so, consider yourselves to be dead to sin and your relation to it broken, but alive to God in unbroken fellowship with him in Christ Jesus. So because of what Jesus did, you are complete in him. And the third thing, you have met the conditions and the requirements here. Romans 8, 17. And if we are his children, then we are his heirs also, heirs of God and fellow heirs with Christ, sharing his spiritual blessing and inheritance, if indeed we share in his suffering, so that we may also share in his glory. When you accept Jesus, when you are a child of God, everything Jesus did on the cross is for you. To live a life of fullness, to live a life of abundance, to live a life of blessing. And you know who I go to, and you heard this story preached so many times up here. Preached, taught, however it's come across. But when I thought of this qualified by the greater one, you know who the first person I was led to? David. That's who God led me to. Because you know, David, when God sent the prophet Samuel out to go and look for David, David wasn't in the lineup when Samuel got to his father's house. He wasn't even seen to be qualified by his own father. He lined up all his other sons, but David was still out in the field. And as the prophet Samuel was going through them, God just kept saying, no, no, not that one. There is another one. So even though David was not seen to be qualified by his very own father, the one who you would think knew him, knew everything he could do, didn't see him as qualified to be the next king of Israel, but God had already called him. And now I want to jump to when he kills Goliath. When David kills Goliath. And you know what Goliath is actually called when you read in the New Living Translation? He's known as a Philistine champion. That's what they call him. The Philistine champion. The one who wasn't even thought to be qualified. He wasn't even an option when the prophet Samuel came. We know that he killed the one who was known as the Philistine champion. And now fast forward a bit when he goes on to kill Goliath. Three of his brothers were in the camp, were in the Israelite army. And what Goliath would do is he would taunt these Israelites. For 40 days he did this. Everyone in the army, everyone in that camp, the Israelites were too scared to go out because they saw how big he was. They knew they would be defeated if they went in. But you know what? During these 40 days that Goliath taunted the Israelites, taunted the army that was in the camp, David would go back and forth. He would bring his brother's food, but he would also go back to his father to look after the sheep because he was still a shepherd. So he would go back and forth. But you know what? There is something that David said that is so, I actually laughed when I read it, because after reading that Goliath, the giant, was known as the Philistine champion, there was a shift that took place when David actually realized what Goliath was saying to the Israelite army. And this is what he says about Goliath. He says, David asked when he heard all this that Goliath was saying to the Israelites, he said, "Who is this pagan Philistine anyway, that he is allowed to defy the armies of the living God?" So although he was seen as big, as powerful, no one would go in to defeat him, he was known as the Philistine champion, David comes in and says, "Who is this pagan Philistine anyway?" And you know, everyone around him, the army, would have looked at David and said, "Who are you? You are ridiculous." Because then David says, "I'll go out and fight him." He's defying the army of the living God. "I'll go out." And everyone said, "David, you are ridiculous. How do you think you're going to do that? This is the Philistine champion. Who are you?" But David, we read, knew who his God was. He knew who the greater one was. Turn with me to 1 Samuel 17. 1 Samuel 17, verse 34. This is what David said. But David persisted and he said, I have been taking care of my father's sheep and goats. He said, when a lion or bear comes to steal a lamb from the flock, I go after it with a club and rescue the lamb from its mouth. If the animal turns on me, I catch it by the jaw and club it to death. I have done this to both lions and bears, and I'll do it to this pagan Philistine too, for he has defied the armies of the living God. The Lord who rescued me from the claws of the lion and the bear will rescue me from this Philistine. You see, David had already turned his attention to someone else. David had already shifted everyone's attention to God, to the greater one. He wasn't saying, I can do this in my own flesh. Look at me, I'm so big, because he wasn't. He wasn't even in the run-up to be chosen, but he turned everyone's attention to the greater one. And he said, it wasn't me doing these things all the time. I can tell you all these encounters I've had with the bear and the lion, but I know who was the one that delivered me from that. So therefore, I am qualified to go out and defeat the Philistine champion, because it's not me, it's the greater one who he had had an encounter with. Jumping down to 1 Samuel 17, verse 46 to 47. And I want you to hear very specifically what David is saying. He says this before he goes out and kills Goliath. Look at who he's turning everyone's attention towards, even Goliath. 1 Samuel 17, verse 46 to 47. He says, today the Lord will conquer you, and I will kill you and cut off your head. And then I will give the dead bodies of your men to the birds and wild animals, and the whole world will know that there is a God in Israel. And everyone assembled here will know that the Lord rescued his people, but not with sword and spear. This is the Lord's battle, and he will give you to us. Pretty bold to stand in front of someone known as a champion and say all these things. I can only imagine what the rest of the army was saying behind him when he stood up boldly. But you see whose attention he turned everyone towards, not himself, but the greater one. The one who he knew had rescued him from the lion and the bear previously was the very same one who would rescue him from the one known as the Philistine champion, who no one else wanted to go out and defeat. And with that, he killed Goliath. He did just as he said. So it's important to see that David's attention was turned towards God. And that is where we need to get to a place of everything we do in life, our attention is turned towards him. Because I know I stand here not qualified by myself, not looking now at the material things, at the worldly things, of the things that I can achieve, but looking at who I stand here as a child of God, qualified by the greater one. Because we know there is salvation in no one else but Jesus. So I stand here knowing who my God is, knowing that I am qualified by him. Therefore, when anything rises up, because you know, a Goliath in the natural to someone who's looking at their own strength and ability is very big. He is very powerful. Something will seem impossible. But when you stand knowing that you are qualified by God, just as David had experienced before, he had encounters with God. He knew what God had did before, and there was no reason he wasn't going to do it again. But he knew all that time that it wasn't him. So he shifted his attention back to the greater one. So anything that raises up in front of you, that would seem to rise up, that goes against what God has positioned you to accept and walk in as a child of God, you can rise up and turn your attention to the greater one, who is the one who has qualified you to overcome that. Because you know, the supernatural realm is actually the normal position for you, man, for man to operate in. Because even taking it back to Genesis, let's go back there. When man sinned, he moved from a place of operating from the spirit out to operating by the flesh. And that's when, if you're operating by the flesh, that's when the Goliath is going to look really big. That's when the Goliath is going to look really impossible. Things that are deemed as impossible by the world will look exactly that way in the natural, and when you act out of your own ability. But you know what Jesus came to do? He came to restore us back to that original place that God intended us to live from. which is the supernatural, man's natural position. Man's natural position in life is to focus on the greater one. So every single action you take, every single thing you do is out of the place being led by the Spirit of God, not by the flesh. Not by man's opinion, not validated by something that can be changed, but validated and qualified by the one that will never change, by the one that has put you right here, by the one who is calling you, by the one who has created you. Qualifications won't come from friends. Qualifications won't come from reputation, because all these things can change. But you are qualified by the greater one, living in that place of knowing what his word says, knowing what Jesus came to do, and operating out of that. Listen to what the prophet Jeremiah says. In Jeremiah 9, verse 23 to 24, this is what the Lord says. Don't let the wise boast in their wisdom, or the powerful boast in their power, or the rich boast in their riches. Now I want to draw your attention to verse 24. But those who wish to boast should boast in this alone, that they truly know me and understand that I am the Lord who demonstrates unfailing love and who brings justice and righteousness to the earth, and that I delight in these things. I, the Lord, have spoken. You can boast out of what you have. You can boast out of the things in the natural. But what does the word of God says? If ever there was anything to boast about, as a child of God standing here right now, as a child of God sitting where you're sitting and even watching at home, you can boast in nothing else but what the Lord has done for you. Because it's nothing out of yourself. Because these things can fail. These things will not last, but you do everything by the Spirit of God, operating from that place, being led, knowing who you are as a child of God. So when anything rises up, just as David turned his attention, even Goliath, towards the greater one, to the one who would actually defeat him, to the one who gave him the ability and the strength to do that, that is the exact same for you. If there's anything to boast about, it's that you know him. You know what he has done for you, and you know that it doesn't stop here. You know that there is greater. You know that there is even more. That's why even as we were praising God, you can expect testimonies every single day. You can expect God to do something in your life every single day, not only on Friday nights, but even tomorrow. You're believing for something, God will do it. Because he's not limited, because he is the greater one. And as a child of God, you're always moving levels. Every single Friday, we say you're moving to the next level. You're going to higher levels. There is greater, there is more. And that is true if you follow what his word says. As you are obedient to his word, you will be successful. You will be prosperous. You will experience every single blessing. So when you stand here knowing that you are qualified by the one who has called you, the greater one, the one who has placed his Holy Spirit on the inside of you, the impossible becomes possible. Nothing can hold you back because God does not change his mind. I love this statement. You will believe the reality of whatever you believe to be true. Thinking about David, he could have looked at those circumstances before with the lion and the bear and maybe just misjudged them. Maybe thought it was just by chance. Maybe thought, okay, God did this for me one time, but I don't know if he will do it again. But he didn't do that. He stuck to it. He said, God, you are the one who saved me from the bear. God, you were the one who saved me from the lion. That's the ones we recall. We don't know what other times, but that is where he stood, and his attention was fixed on those times. It is not by chance. It was not by luck. So when you stand in a position as a child of God, led by the Spirit of God, he will do just as his word says. He will do just as he has said he will do for you. As you walk in his purpose, and you will believe the reality of whatever you believe to be true. So do you believe his word is true? Do you believe what he says about your life is true? Do you believe what he has called you to do is true? It may be impossible in the natural. It may look like it can never be done. But it'll become your reality when you know that it's the truth. Because the world will push things on you. Qualifications, validation, affirmation from all that in the world. Things that can just fall away. They will be really good today, but tomorrow they'll fall away because it's not lasting. But there's only one thing that lasts, and it's the truth of God's word. And it's the truth that he has called you. The truth that he has qualified you. And that you serve the greater one. And with the greater one, there is always more. There is always greater. You are never drawing back. You are always moving forward. Your reality will be that you are qualified by the greater one. Just as David believed this, he believed the reality of what God had said about him. He saw that come to pass right in front of him. Everyone else around him saw it come to pass right in front of him. Everyone that was too scared to do what he did, they saw the impossible become possible. But he could have drawn attention to himself. The king Saul was right there watching him, but whose attention did he draw everyone to? He drew it to God, to the greater one, to the one he knew had put him in that position and he would see him through. You have been qualified by the greater one. You are recognized by the one who has placed you here. You have met every single requirement. You have everything you need through Jesus. Do you believe it to be true? Do you believe it to be your reality? Do you believe that anything that could rise up against you in this world has to leave, has to become a testimony to you because you can overcome it as a child of God? It doesn't have to remain. It doesn't have to be your story because your story is what God says about you. Your story is what the Word says about you. Your story is who God has called you to be. But it comes from that place of knowing that you have everything you need in Him and only in Him, not found in anything else or anyone else. And now with this time remaining, I want you to hold your envelope in your hand. I'm going to give you an opportunity to sow. But as I was saying, sharing this message, and in relation to the greater one, turning your attention to him in all areas of your life, have you turned your attention to him in terms of your finances? Because even as what has been preached up here, we've heard that obedience is a requirement, it's not a request. Obeying God's word is a requirement, not a request. It is something that has been told to you by God. Just as I stand here knowing that I am forgiven, just as you sit there knowing that you are free from everything that held you back as a child of God, you also know that every single principle in his word is true. And when you serve the greater one, you don't move backwards. You don't see things happen by chance, but you go to the next level. There is always more. There is always greater as you serve him. And even in terms of your finances. And we stand here, we know the principle of the word of God that when you sow, you will reap. And no one will ever tell you how much to sow, but you turn your attention towards him. Even if that Goliath in front of you is a financial misery, is something that you can't even see past, but you turn your attention towards God. You say, God, just as David said, this isn't for me to fight. This isn't for me to deal with by myself, but as I am faithful to what your word says, as I am faithful and I know what you've done before, you will do again. You are obedient to what he says you must do. You obey his instruction. And we know that God is a faithful God. We serve a God of abundance. We serve a God of more than enough. So even when it comes to your finances, when you sow a seed in the ground, God honors his word. and he is faithful to his word. So I know when I sow a seed in the ground, I will reap a harvest. It'll come back to me, because as you obey his word, he is faithful to what it says. And you will see the fruit of that seed. But it's important to know you can't see any fruit if there's no seed in the ground. It's practical. A farmer will not see a harvest if he doesn't plant anything. It's the same in the kingdom of God. As you serve the King of Kings, as you serve the greater one, where better a place than to sow into his kingdom and to see supernatural harvest, to see supernatural abundance, a supernatural manifestation of his goodness, of his faithfulness in your life. So I want you to hold the envelope in your hand. And now we're going to pray over this. Hold it high in the air. God, tonight, every single seed that is sown, I thank you that as they are obedient, your children are obedient to what your word says. You are faithful. You are great. You are a God of more than enough. You are the greater one. And as we sow our seed into the ground, I thank you, God, that every single seed will see a harvest. We will hold the fruit. We will hold the manifestation of this seed in Jesus' name. We honor you, God. We bless you and we give you praise in Jesus' name. Amen.